The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
All right. It's bring your dog to work day.
Is it for me?
Oh. I created that. The best part is I'm heading over with our boss and Scott Marsh to Republic headquarters right after the show for a big meeting over there. Gracie will be a part of the meeting.
It's the closer.
You know, it's pretty soon. The kids will be out of school. Mason will be in here for his annual visit. You know, you got to bring the kids in. And you were just playing football with
him earlier. Found the golf ball.
Oh,
is that a good? Oh, is that the wrong size?
That is definitely. Yeah.
Like great, in a sense, like.
Choking hazard, yes. Well, so, are there more?
Yeah.
Well, there's one left. Got to grab it.
Where is it? Thank you, Jason. It's like having a toddler in here. Sorry, everybody on the radio. I have a 5-month-old puppy that, pretty much wants to put everything in her mouth and chew everything. We're just worried about, like, live wires and stuff. But we're watching her. It's okay. 1-800-912-1140. Let me open the phone lines. That might help for the Jiffy Lube drive of the game. I gave you a hint. It happened in the second quarter. And as promised, Justin was nice enough to hold. Justin, good morning. Thank you for holding. We know everyone's busy and they have their own things to do. Welcome in. The floor is yours, sir.
I would like to throw some optimism in the show today.
Okay.
Very down yesterday, went to the game, driving home.
Did you throw the chicken wing?
I cannot confirm or deny, but it did look good.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what we have, right? So if the Kings win last night, it puts the Pelicans and the Suns in a tie in the standings. So and I believe the Suns actually hold the tiebreaker.
They do.
So what that means is Pels would move down to 6 or move down to 7, and that would put, you know, just likelihood with 2 games remaining, we would play the Pelicans in the tournament. So Kings, all we have to do is win tonight, actually, and probably win Sunday as well. But we would much rather play the Suns and the Pelicans. Pelicans is basically a guaranteed loss at this point. So you play them in the play-in, we lose, then we go, you know, we play the winner between the 9 and the 10. So in all honesty, if we can just run the table the last 2 games, we're actually in a better situation than if we were to beat the Pelicans and lose to the Suns. Just based on that alone. So what are your thoughts on that?
So you're saying maybe we threw the game last night.
To avoid the Pelicans.
To avoid the Pelicans.
Even though that's still in play.
Just the optimism side of me. No, we didn't throw it. But I think that, you know, just based on the situation, like, if we could just run it out, we're in better shape than if we were to actually win that game. To me, also, the Kings, they just look gassed at this point. If you look at the Warriors, they're sitting players. Like, I don't know if Draymond and Klay were actually injured or if they were just getting some rest for the back-to-back. But they did rest Curry on the back-to-back a few days ago. So it seems like they're playing it a little differently. They're resting their key players to get to make up in these back-to-back games. Where Kings, it seems like we don't have that luxury. It just seems like since this road trip, with the way everything's structured, the final 7-8 games of the season, Kings just look gassed. I feel like they need, like, a couple days between games, 2-3. They need that break to get back, to get everything going. It just – and that's why I think Sabonis is short, too. Like, if you watch his game, he's a little – it's not the same as it was, you know, a few games ago. To me, everybody just looks like their tank is running empty. So just throw that out there and get your guys' thoughts on all of that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I like the thought of doing it. I know they didn't lose on purpose, but the fact that they likely will avoid the Pelicans. But I told you that scenario is not crazy to think that they could still be the 8 and have to go to New Orleans by Tuesday. And it would have been nice to be the 6 to get the week to get ready. That's not going to be the case.
If they are the 8 and they go to New Orleans, I'm just going to put all my money on the Kings. Because wouldn't that just sum up the year? They become the 8. They have to go to the Pelicans. They're 0-5. They've lost by more than any other team has lost to another team since the early 80s. Yeah.
What would that play-in spread be?
Oh, my. It would probably be Pelicans minus 11.5 is what I'm thinking. And they go to New Orleans and win. They get their first win of the year in New Orleans against a full-strength Pelicans team.
That, and then they get a rest the rest of the week.
That would, just sum up this season. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take a look and see if Gracie.
No, we're out of golf balls.
No, okay, that's fine. All right. All right. Oh, Randy. Randy, turn your phone, turn your radio down, please. It is the Jiffy Lube drive of the game. Randy, do you have a guess?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do. Hold on a second. Let me see.
What are you seeing?
Oh, no, no, because I put it on my notes yesterday. That's
okay. Oh, nice. You know what? That's totally fair. You know what? Let me just say something.
That's acceptable.
That is 100% acceptable. If you're listening to right here and you decide to make, oh, hey, that's the Jiffy Lube drive of the game.
Yeah, perfect.
That is 100% not cheating and acceptable. Go ahead, Randy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's assist for Murray, running dunk for Sabonis.
Assist Murray, running dunk for Domas. Let's see.
Keegan now to the left wing. It's Sabonis coming down the lane. With a forwarder and a two-hand flush. That'll be your Jiffy Lube drive of the game. Be listening to the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross tomorrow morning at 7:45. Your chance to win a $100 Jiffy Lube certificate courtesy of all the Jiffy Lube locations in the greater Sacramento area.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Randy. Our Jiffy Lube driver of the game.
Good note taker.
Very good note taker. And you know what? We're not just gonna say thank you, Randy. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna reach into Jason's back pocket.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. A little to the right.
Other pocket.
Hey now. And you know what? I've got a Jiffy Lube gift card worth $100 just for you to do whatever you wish with it. Whatever you wish.
Yo.
Hey, Randy, just do me one last favor.
Yes.
What local sports radio station makes all your Jiffy Lube note-taking dreams come true?
1140.
Oh,
let's go.
Does. I'll take it. 1140, let's go.
All right.
That is correct.
Info. Way to go, Randy.
Way to go, Randy. Since I didn't get to it last time, and hey, it's a caller Friday. Don't forget, Friday Fun and Games coming up later.
Yes.
With special guest Gracie. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I have breaking news. Gracie will not be here for Friday Fun and Games.
Why?
Because mommy has apparently been watching on the YouTube, and she says, I'm coming to get her.
I thought Grace was going to the Republic
meeting.
That
was the plan. She got up early. She showered. She put on nice clothes. She's ready to go. We practiced etiquette, and mommy has brought the hammer.
Wait, down. Mommy did this or Gracie did this?
No, Gracie got up and showered and everything.
Just playing our football tricks last break.
We've got about a half an hour.
We've got a kicker.
Mommy is dropping off the kids, and then she's coming to get the dog. Yeah, I know. And Simone's not happy. Well, she's very well taken care of. In fact, I even took a with Simone's, because I've learned that you have to ask permission from people to put pictures of them on social media. But that's a nice picture, right? Okay. Here's some audio for you. It's Tom Brady yesterday. I don't know what this is, and I probably should, but it's like some podcast, and the dude that's on the podcast has some like neck tats and stuff. I don't recognize him. And I can't bring it up. Here we go. Come on. Jason, you seeing this? Why do I not? Okay, there we go. Let me see. Here is Tom Brady, I think. This will be the right audio. Talking about just listen.
You know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots.
Somebody.
Raiders could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape, always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Say
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, first off, was he messing around? A lot of people say maybe he was. I don't know. That doesn't sound like it. Didn't look like it.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's referring to his pending ownership stake in the Raiders, minority ownership stake in the Raiders. I will tell you right now, if Tom Brady wanted to come back, the NFL will figure out a way to make it work. He'll probably have to like put his shares in escrow or something and divest himself of ownership until he's done. And then they're not going to be like, no, sorry, Tom Brady, you can't come back and offer us a heck of huge ratings. No, you're going to have to. No, that's not happening.
Would it be broadcaster player?
I think the best thing would be, obviously, if he comes back, it's almost certainly going to be, and they'd need it. It's going to be for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And Raider fan, I know you're out there going like, I don't want to talk rule. Meh. Whatever. Because first off, he already literally is about to own you. Like, they say that, like, oh, this guy owns you. No.
He owns you.
Tom Brady is literally about to own you. If he's going to own you, you might as well, like, no offense to Aiden O'Connell, I'm taking Tom Brady at 54.
Yeah.
So there's that. Secondly, I think because of his Fox duties, our first ever color commentating quarterback with a microphone on him.
Wow, he's really predicting the plays.
He's like, well, you know, it's 3rd and 3 for the Raiders. Yeah, I'm thinking run right here.
Wow, I got another one right.
Got another one right. Wow. Suck on that, Tony Romo. That's what I predict. All right, 0-5 against New Orleans. The Kings are officially a play-in team for the first time in their entire life.
Yeah, it's never happened.
It's never happened.
See, this team made history.
They made history just as we thought. We've got post-game for you. We'll get to that. The Kings are now tied with the Lakers and Warriors. We'll reset that situation for you. And yes, we'll get to some of that post-game audio for you right after this. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
I was listening to the Vern Lundquist tribute on the way in this morning. I was thinking, how do you... Like, I love this job, don't get me wrong. Oh, God, I'm in, like, a 9-page, I don't care if you don't care text thing with my wife. Well, it sounds like it's okay on the radio, so do you not want me to get her? I'm good with whatever. I don't care either way.
She's here. We're committed.
Say, OMG, make up your mind, she says. I say, okay, if you want to come get her, go ahead. If you don't want, no worries. You're killing me, Smalls. I don't care either. Okay, just don't get her.
Now we have a dog sitter for the next hour
Simone's
and a half.
Simone's in here. It's fine.
Reese is fine.
But my wife's asked me, and I know she's trying to be polite, but she's asked me like 4 times this morning, you want me to come get her? And I'm feeling like that's like a subliminal, like, I actually want to come get her. Because she wasn't a fan of me bringing her in anyways, because she's so squirmy. Not the dog, not my wife.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was watching the Vern Lundquist thing, and I was like, how do you become a golf announcer? Like, I want to do that. I could totally.
Do a sample.
Would you mind throwing it to me? Just like, so I can, like in basketball, so I can, you know?
All right. As Tiger just knocked that one in on 16, let's go over to 9 and Carmichael Dave.
Jason Day, 1 under on the day, lining up a 10-foot putt.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what? You're hired.
That's all. I could do that.
What's your golf call?
Put in the hole.
Yes. Okay.
What's wrong with that? I can do all in your life.
Right. It's always good to just mimic others.
Yeah, it's always good to steal other people's calls.
Wow.
What about this? 20-foot putt. Bang.
Yeah. 20, it's 2 bangs. Hello. Oh.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
If 20 is bang, bang, Jason, what would it be for 60?
Boom shakalaka.
It is a boom shakalaka. That's a fact. Bang-a-rang.
What do you say on the golf course if you hit a great putt? You yourself.
F!
Okay, let's try it. On the live tour.
Let's go! That would be my signature
putt
call.
Putt the ball the right way.
Putt the ball the right way. Well, that must be a Homer Simpson because the pitcher just said, don't! That's the old SportsCenter commercial. Yeah. No. I could do that.
But you have to be in a mellow. And what are they called at Augusta?
The patrons are gathering around the third hole.
Not fans, they're patrons.
Kurt Kitayama lines up a 5-footer to go 3 under and tie with Bryson DeChambeau. And the putt. See, and the putt. Rolling.
That's radio.
Rolling.
You could do radio.
I guess you could. Yeah. I would love to do
this. This is a left to right, about a 10-foot break.
Yes.
18 feet out. He's going to start this one about 6 feet wide of the cup. It's on the line. He got it.
He got it.
Exquisite.
Listen to the patrons.
Yes. And that moves him above the cut line.
Kurt Kitayama on 18. We're going to close out 4.
Are you following Kurt?
Yeah. I'm perched on 18.
Oh, yeah.
10-footer left to right. Rolling. Moving right. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Kurt Kitayama finishes with a 68. Back to you, Jim.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Would have worked on the Tiger chip on 16.
100%.
Yeah.
It would, because you would have said, oh, no, he didn't. And then it falls. Yes, he did. That would have been absolutely perfect. Yes. Why can't, where do you try? Is there tryouts? Is it like a spelling bee? Can I go somewhere and just try out?
Tryouts for spelling bees?
We have to like make the spelling bee by spelling words. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, is there a, can I talk to Sean McManus or whoever it is? I'll start on the Golf Channel.
Call Tom Morton.
I'll wear the big antenna headphones and walk around.
Walk the course bones.
I'll put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Trailing behind.
Why is Dave in a cart?
Right. You know, I'm just back there just smoking. Well, Dottie, looking pretty good.
Dave, I'm going to need a minute.
Well, Dottie, I got to tell you.
Back from break, but Dave's not.
He gets me. Let me put these away. I got a big bag of Cheetos I'm munching.
You know how when you have headphones on and you talk louder than you think you do?
Yes.
How do they do that on the golf course?
I don't know.
Because let's go to Dottie Pepper, and Dottie's like 4 feet behind Tiger.
Right.
Like, yeah, Tiger's going to grab a 6-iron here. And it's like, Tiger's like, no, I'm not. It's a 7.
I've always wondered, is she 4 feet behind?
Like, or wherever they are.
But I'm wondering, or is she like behind a tree peeking out? I don't know what the rules are there. Just mashing a pimento cheese sandwich. Well, you know what I've heard.
It's only $1.50.
I just want, how do you write? Is there a golf minor leagues for announcers?
The Corn Ferry
Tour. Right. Like, can I start at the Corn Ferry Tour?
Mm-hmm.
I would totally do that. I want that to be my side job. Oh, I do radio during the week, but every Thursday.
And soccer.
And soccer.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, Friday, when I'm on assignment, I'll do the show live from wherever.
Dave's in Iowa this week.
I'm in Iowa at the John Deere Dolly Parton Classic.
Yes.
Yeah, in Ames, Iowa for Welcome In. Here's a bunch of guys you don't know. Let's go to 3.
What if you started with miniature golf?
I would.
Yeah,
whatever
on the Ocho.
I may not be 18 years old anymore, but whatever the path is to become a golf announcer, and I don't even need to be Jim Nantz or Will McDonough or any of those guys. I will be the guy in the crow's nest on 7 that just say, let's go out to Carmichael Dave. And that's how I'd be, Carmichael Dave on 7. Dave? I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Good day. What?
What do you want? Oh, LPGA. There's got to be openings there. Corn Ferry, PGA. Right. I don't have to start at the top. I think there's one below Corn Ferry. I'll do that one.
Why don't you go out to a Sac State golf tournament and follow the golfers?
But
for your own practice.
I could do that. Yeah. Maybe broadcast on KHDK.
Yeah.
Why not?
Stingers up.
Stingers up on the third tee. Kings now tied with the Lakers. But the problem is I'd want to laugh.
Yeah.
I'd want to laugh the whole time. We've got a Masters update for you next. Real quick, though, let's get to Mike Brown. Disappointment is high.
A bit like MJ coming back.
I mean, we expected
it. Hold on. What was that?
It sounded like the television.
It did sound like.
Right, maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs.
It's the dumb Twitter thing repeating. Shut up.
That was Tom Brady and that
shut
other
up,
guy.
Tom and Necktat. Whoever you are, all right. Let's here's Mike Brown on disappointments.
Disappointment is high. I mean, we expected to win, and not only tonight. We expected to win every time on that road trip that we stepped on the floor, and again, I thought our guys fought. Even on this road trip, we fought every time. The only time. Just thinking back to, you know, on these last handful of games where I thought we didn't quite give the fight we needed was to start this game. Our level of physicality wasn't where it needed to be. And but other than that, I mean, these guys are resilient. You know, they're going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And, you know, the reality of it is in situations like this, you hope you get a break or two. And it didn't seem like we got any tonight.
Okay. He's been there. He's built and been a part of building championship teams. I haven't. I don't instinctively like it when the whole thing is like, well, this is invaluable experience. Like, what, getting your ass kicked?
I know
but
this is an unfair question I'm going to ask you, but you've referenced how this year has been as frustrating for you as a Kings fan as any.
Any.
Completely different than last year.
Yes.
I'm hoping, no matter how this year ends, because, you know, again, it could end as soon as next Wednesday, I guess.
Yeah.
Or they could be in the playoffs and lose. Or win it all. Who knows? Whatever.
Sure.
I'm hoping next year is more fun for people. It'll never be the same as year one. It just won't be. Of the come up and how exciting. Everything was exciting last year. But I feel like this year, just for the masses, hasn't been fun enough. And I think there have been enjoyable parts. Certainly frustrating. I get that. But I hope, even if they're about the same, where it's like they may not be championship worthy, but they're good, I hope people enjoy it.
I think people will enjoy next year more than this
think
year.
Think so?
I do. I mean, again, unless, like, you know, God forbid, crazy injuries, whatever.
And I hope it doesn't mean just because if they miss the playoffs this year, they'll enjoy it more. Like, I hope there. I was hoping there'd be a little bit more perspective for Kings fans.
Well, you know,
and I can't tell them how to fan. I know.
No,
but, like,
but to your point. We talk all the time, Mike Brown's talking about it, like a championship team was not built in a day, right? Why don't we ever talk about championship fans?
Yeah.
Why can't we ever talk about the fact that we are learning how to be championship fans? And we last year was a dream, and then this year, okay, we're all a little bit off right now. Maybe we need to learn how to be championship caliber fans.
Yeah, can the Detroit Lions fans next year have a fun year? Unless it ends at the top. Like, if they're, I don't know, the way football works, what if they're 6-11? It's, like, oh, it's terrible. Or not even that. To be a comp like this, they're 8-9, 9-8, and on the fringe of a wild card. Oh, it was so different last year. Yeah.
It's being a prisoner of expectation because you're always going to have Lion fan that's like, yeah, but we could be what we were 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Kings fan, it's like, well, we could be what we were 3 years ago, or, you know, that we could be in Seattle. We could still be at Arc. Like, there's always, it's like, and that's the thing. Like, how do you deal with that? Jason, if I, God forbid, if on my way home today, I get in a car crash and I lose my right arm. It's my throwing arm. It's my writing arm. It's my arm. Like, I'm going to be, like, super depressed. I'm going to take some time off. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like, I don't have an arm. You know, everything. And everyone's going to be like, oh, Dave, you don't have an arm, right? And then I'm going to run into a guy who has no legs. And he's going to look at me. He's going to be like, trust me, bro. I'd rather have legs and no right arm. And then I'm like, yeah, that's a great point. And then he's going to wheel over to a guy who has no movement below the neck. And he's like, give me a break, dude. Trust me. I'd rather have no legs and be able to work my upper body. Like, my point is, it could always be worse.
Yeah.
So on one hand, I think it's okay to mourn the fact that I lost my arm. I think it's okay for Kings fans to be upset and pissed off at the fact that this year seems like a lateral move. It was below their expectations. And also be like, yes, it could be worse. But it also sucks.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
True.
All right, we'll take a break. I think Gracie's got to go potty. I mean, are you hearing the whines?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, the Kings are now tied with the Lakers and Warriors. We told you about that. Now we're going to get to the Masters update and a little bit more post-game audio. We'll do that next.
With the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Brought the puppy in today, 5 months old, and took her out front during that break. Walked all through the grass. She sniffed everything. Didn't do anything else.
She is now.
Oh, look, it's Simone brought munchies in for Masters Munchies. Oh, this looks great.
There's one specifically for you.
Yeah, the smoked salmon is.
Well, another one in the middle there.
What is this? I see avocado.
Yeah, I think that's. Yeah, you got a little extra topper. Oh. Little top hat.
What is that? Is that prosciutto? What is that? We'll have to have a. And then you got your. Some form of dip. Is that an
artichoke dip?
Yeah.
And then the other a little
jalapeno jelly,
avocado. And
oh, dude.
Yeah.
I am definitely not leaving here during the next break. I'm just going to pick up a plate.
You missed the other plate. That's already gone.
What other plate?
The pimento cheese. We ate it all.
What? That's a bit.
I'm sorry.
You know what? That's okay. Honestly, that's fine. I'm glad you wiped the corners of your mouth. Let's get back to the post game. Somebody here said something that really got me. Dave, you just don't have the golf voice. Sorry, bud.
Whoa.
I'd rather be called fat or something. Like, that's terrible.
I thought you had a good job.
That's what I thought.
I think they're listening to your everyday. When you did the golf, it wasn't there?
Yeah, come on, man.
Here, dude, Tiger's t-shirt right there. Look.
Tiger Woods on three.
He already birdied three.
Tiger Woods on four. See? I can say that.
Yeah.
The problem is I'd have to listen to some radio calls because I don't know, like, oh, there's a high drive.
It is high. It is far.
It is fair. In the fairway. Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau, by the way. Max Homa has caught Bryson. Bryson has yet to tee off. 7 under. Homa through four. Scottie Scheffler looming right there at 6 under, the pre-Masters favorite. Both Cams, Young and Davis, at 4 and 3 under. Former champion Danny Willett also at 4 under. He tees off at 9:30 in just under an hour.
Who's tied for sixth?
Nikolai Hogard, Matthew Pavon, and Ryan Fox, the veteran, at 3 under, with Colin Morikawa getting into the front page.
Very breezy now.
Breezy.
Or windy.
Gusty. It's very augusty.
Yeah.
Out there as well. From the 916, Dave, you're fat. Feel better? I would if you spelled your with an apostrophe R-E.
And did they do P-H-A-T?
No, it was F-A-T. From the 916, Valanciunas just showed everyone why Sabonis is limited offensively. Valanciunas was knocking down that midi. Sucks that Sabonis has none. And the reason why I read it, of course, is it was in all caps.
Mm.
That's always a good way to get you always want to use all caps. So yes. The guy was basically yelling that text to us. But yeah, he was talking about how Valanciunas has the offensive game that Sabonis lacks, although Sabonis outscored him last night on 8 of 12 shooting. But wish he had that midi. Wish he had that midi that the other guy had that was outscored by him. So what are your thoughts, Jason?
My thoughts are the same. there's a combination of it's okay to praise Domantas Sabonis while also saying that he has some flaws. He has some limitations, but he's had a terrific season.
Yes.
He has helped to get the Kings to where they are.
Yes.
And maybe the stuff, I think you said it earlier, there's, I think it would be more than fair to say, is he the center on a team that could win a championship? Well, at this point, the answer is no, but that doesn't mean that's the final answer. At one point, that was an answer that was no for Nikola Jokic.
Remember all those amazing Warriors championships with that awesome all-star center?
Right. That team was built differently. The Denver Nuggets were built around an all-star center.
Yes, they
were. Did win one last year.
They're a guy that the closest comp to Domantas Sabonis is Nikola Jokic.
Who will likely win the MVP.
Who will likely win the MVP this year. Who Sabonis is either as good at or better in pretty much every category except, and it's the one people are talking about, Jokic scores about 10 more points a game than him. I don't think being 10 points a game less than the MVP, the three-time MVP, makes you a guy that you can't win a championship with or that doesn't deserve a max contract. He's not Jokic, but he's Diet Jokic.
Right.
I just don't get it. Valanciunas' points were a lot more impactful and came at crucial points. Did I miss that Valanciunas midi from 4 feet that was worth 4 points? Mm. Did I miss his perimeter jumper that was worth 5? Or did I miss, when you talk about impactful points, I'm being a ding-dong. I understand what the text is trying to say. I don't know how many impactful points Domantas Sabonis could have scored last night when they were basically losing by 20 all night.
Yeah, and never had the lead.
Like, what are we doing? He outscored him, but they're more impactful. What are you talking about? He averages 20 points on tremendous efficiency. Can we get off of his whatever? Hi, Mike Brown on the play-in.
I told our team this many times. I mean, this what we're going through right now is invaluable. I hope everybody, and I told them, I said, we all should be embracing this. 100% for sure, guys, I want to freaking win every game. And
frickin'.
Trust me, I go home and I bang my head against the wall just like everybody else in that locker room on these losses. But, man, you know, I don't know. It seems like forever, but maybe the last 10 games or so, maybe a little longer, every single time we stepped on the floor, there's been an expectation, a pressure of trying to get a win, and one win or one loss. One win can move you up three spots. One loss can drop you down three spots. And so to be able to go through this, especially right now in our second year with the team we have, while Keon's getting experience, while Davion's getting experience, and even throwing Kobe in there a little bit too. And the reality of it is Fox hasn't been through this. This is Fox's eighth year in the league, but he hasn't been through this at all. And you know, Domas probably hasn't been through it. You know, he's played in the playoffs, I think, twice before coming here. So for all of us to be able to go through this is an invaluable learning experience. I hope we come out on top. But for us to have to fight for that play-in spot and realize how good it will be to play at home, okay, in that first game, knowing that you got two shots at it, I'm excited about it. I've embraced it. If we could have finished in six, I wanted that more than anything else, or fifth. But at the end of the day, this is where we are, and let's freaking go get it.
Hearing Mike Brown say that, remember I told you the other day that I need braces, mm-hmm. right? And I have to wear them for, they say, 3 years. Hearing that is like, I feel like how I'm going to, like when the dentist is like, look, you can't have popcorn or anything like that for 3 years. Yes, it's going to suck. It's going to hurt your jaw and you're going to get even more migraines. But at the end of the 3 years, your teeth are going to look so great. And you know what? Everything he's saying is right. But all I can think about is I don't want to do this for 3 years.
Right.
Like that's, it kind of feels like Mike Brown's the parent that's like, I know it hurts right now, and I know you don't want to do this. I know you want to play video games. But in the end, if you study for the test and get a good grade, you're going to go to college, you're going to get a better job, and then you can play all the video games you want. Well, I don't care about then. I care about, I want to beat the thing now. Don't take that out of context. We'll take a break. When we come back, who's hot, who's not, we'll go streaking. We got to recap a three in the key. We got to do a three in the key for the Suns Kings. We got to do a three in the key for the Kings. Yeah, there's a lot going on. And then Brendan Nunes is allegedly coming on.
In studio.
Is that true?
Allegedly.
All right. Talking about going from a Monday qualifier to the featured round at the tournament. We'll see you there. Sacktown Sports Junior Insider, Brendan Nunes joining us. When we come back, though, who's hot, who's not, and all that other stuff.
What's hot and what's not? Brought to you by American Energy Heat and Air. Making the uncomfortable comfortable. Head to AmericanEnergyAir.com to find out more.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air. Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Real quick, Kentucky has officially hired Mark Pope from BYU to be their new head coach, taking over John Calipari, who may be in Sacramento this week. By the way, why am I just finding out that BYU's head coach was named Pope?
Former Wildcat.
Yeah, former Wildcat. How about that? All right, who's hot?
Who's hot?
Yeah.
Domantas Sabonis.
Not according to the text line and everybody else.
Well, guess what? Domantas Sabonis yesterday recorded his 75th double-double of the season. Do you know the last time an NBA player had 75 double-doubles in a season?
Yeah, the last time it happened.
Yeah, you got it.
1953.
When you were a child.
That's right.
Little later than that. It was Moses Malone in the 1978-79 season. It's the first time in 45 years that a player has recorded 75 double-doubles in a season.
Good for Domas.
Kyle, how old are your parents?
My dad recently turned 58.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. No. I just want to make sure real quick that we weren't like the same age type of thing. That'd be really lame. All right. Your dad is significantly older than me, and that's good. Who's not?
Who's not? I guess it would be the Sacramento Kings against the Pelicans, because not only were they 0-5 this season, but yesterday Zion Williamson had 31 points. CJ McCollum had 31 points. Trey Murphy had 27 points. The first time this season, and probably all of last season, the Pelicans had three players score more than 25 points in a single game.
Well, that's pretty good. Right?
Yeah. You're asking Kyle about his parents. What makes me feel old? Kyle was born on the day I was married.
Yeah, we established that last year. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It's like not even an anniversary thing. It's like the day.
And Frankie was born like days before I started here.
I don't like any of this. It should be a minute. I think a minimum age to work here should be 35.
Minimum?
Minimum age.
Well, that would knock out quite a few of our staff. Yeah.
It would knock out actually like 50%. Actually, it would knock out almost all of our producers.
Yeah, and our midday show.
Except Simone.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I'm saying she could be under 35.
Oh, she could stay? Okay, yeah. Gotcha. All
so right. You just want to get rid of me and Nate. Got it.
And Watkins. Frankie.
I don't want to get rid of anyone. I'm just saying if rules are rules.
Styles, right?
Styles. I don't make them up.
Yeah.
Styles under 35, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to find a new midday show.
Right.
Complete new midday show.
Old and older. We'll just have Whitey and Kyle go 8 hours.
Okay.
They're not doing anything this summer. Right? All right, let's go streaking. We got to get to all this.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking!
All right. Sorry, I was just going to throw it to you. All right, Jason.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we are, in fact, streaking. Dave, you were coming off of a Christian Yelich hit, so you're on a one-game hit streak. You went with, you said, I'm going to pick an Oakland A. And you took Zach Geloff.
Did take Zach Geloff.
There weren't a lot of hits in that game combined. A's did win 1-0. Zach Geloff in 4 plate appearances, 0 hits.
That's what I get for taking an A.
Yeah.
Ooh, you suck.
My one-game streak. Move over. The streak is over. It's over, baby.
All right, you get to start anew today. Christopher Lott, who's not here today, was currently the show leader. He had 3 consecutive games of a hit. I had 2 consecutive games of a hit, but we picked the same person.
You did.
Jackson Holiday.
Jackson Holiday, lucky name.
Of those Baltimore Orioles looking for a hit. They scored a bunch of runs, went extra innings.
9 runs, Jason.
Yeah, 4 plate appearances for Mr. Holiday.
Yeah.
A couple runs scored.
Yay!
0 hits.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. The streak. It's over.
It's over.
It's over,
over, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So the show is at 0. Me, you, and Chris. Well, Kyle will participate today. Dave, you and I will participate. We can pick from everybody in the field today.
Give me Ozzy Albies. Also, Albies. Adam Duvall still playing. Wow.
I think he was sent to Miami Marlins purgatory for a season.
Good for him.
Ozzy Albies. I'm going to do something I don't normally do, but I'm doing it. I'm going right back to Jackson Holiday.
Good
He's
for
going
you.
To get a hit.
Good for you.
At some point.
Stick with the Jacksons.
Kyle?
I'll go MJ Melendez of the Kansas City Royals.
Is that a real person?
I don't think.
Okay.
MJ Melendez. Not even a real person.
Yeah.
Not even a real person.
And he's going to play the Mets today, and he's going to get
pick some
2
rando.
Hits.
By rando, I mean a Major League Baseball player that I haven't heard of.
All
right.
There
we go. We're streaking now. We got to recap 3 in the key from last night. John Tesh. Kings, Pelicans. The Kings were more like the Pelicans last night when it comes to winning. But
hey-o.
How did we do, Jason Ross?
All right, let's see how we predicted this, Dave. We asked for the first and last made field goal of the game.
Yeah,
you
we did.
Said it would be Murray.
Uh-huh.
I said Fox. So Chris is like, I'm going to take Sabonis. The correct answer was after a 9-0 start, Keegan
Murray.
So you get the first part. Do you get the sweep? The last basket? Domantas Sabonis. So you were right, and Chris was right. I trusted in Fox.
Sabonis is trash.
Here's where I need help from the judges. We asked for the lead swing. So the largest lead for one team compared to the largest lead. I don't know if there technically was a swing. They never trailed. So they got up 23 and it got to 2. Does it count as a 21-point swing, or is it because they never got the lead?
I think you're right about that counts, but I think this is more like Like, think of a pendulum that's a lead swing.
Yeah.
And you ever see one of those videos where somebody's parachute doesn't open and they're splat on the ground? That's what the swing was last night.
No, I have not watched a video of
I'll
that
send
before.
You one.
How many of those have you watched?
All of them.
Okay. And lastly, we asked for a random stat, something different, something odd, something weird that might happen in the game. And, Dave, you said that Keegan Murray would make 5 or more three-pointers. He was 5 of 10. Good job. You got
Hey-oh!
One. Hey-oh! I said Zion Williamson would have more dunks than all of the Kings. I don't know the answer via that, to be honest. I know he had a dunk, and I think De'Aaron had a dunk.
I think for the sake of whatever, you're right. Listen, I think Zion had 17 dunks last night.
Okay. And Chris said that Keon Ellis would light the beam. I don't think he did. I don't think they let you light it if you lose.
Or score 5 points.
Yeah, so I think he didn't do it.
If I was the Kings last night after that shellacking, I'd have lit something after the game.
Close the beam. So there you go.
Lit a cigar. Hmm. Brandon in the YouTube chat says, Malik Monk isn't leaving Sacramento, and if he does, I'll eat one of his jerseys. Okay?
No, you don't have to.
I hope that you do not have to eat a jersey, but if Malik Monk does leave, I can promise you...
You're holding him accountable.
Top three things I'm going to think of first. Maybe not number one, but...
He's calling Brendan.
It's going to be Brendan. Better not. You better change your screen name or get some barbecue sauce, pal.
Gross.
Re-rack John Tesh, 3 in the Key. King Suns tonight. This time it's for real. For all the marbles.
Yeah.
A lot of them, at least.
Yeah.
Not a lot of marbles left if the Kings lose.
Wow.
Jason Ross, take it away.
All right, King Suns tonight. So we're going to try this again, Dave. Lead swing. What's going to be the lead swing tonight? How many total points?
I'm going to say total lead swing tonight is going to be 15.
15. I'm going to go with 22. Kyle?
In the true spirit of yesterday's game, wire-to-wire win for the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay. In the spirit of last night's game, yet the opposite of what
yeah,
happened.
Exactly.
I got you.
All right, Kings hit a lot of three-pointers. So did the Pelicans. So we're asking for Kings made three-pointers tonight. How many makes?
Give me 16 again.
Okay. I'm going to go with 12. Kyle?
I'll go 20.
Woo! Big night for the Kings. Wow. And then Dave, random stats. Something different. Weird, odd, different kind of prediction.
Give me a Devin Booker technical foul.
Oh, that's a lock.
Right, isn't it, though?
I'm going to try this one again. A half-court shot will be hit tonight.
Also, no chicken wings will be thrown.
Ah, good call.
Let's hope that happens.
I'll say 3 chicken wings will be thrown. No, I'm kidding. Thanks, Simone.
Thanks, Simone.
I will say De'Aaron Fox will have at least 4 steals.
Oh,
in the game.
4 steals or more. Okay,
that's thievery.
That's tonight's game.
Swipe of the Fox.
And that's it for the season, right?
Yeah. No, there's a game 82.
When is it?
Sunday.
Well, we won't,
Sunday.
We're not going to have a show before then.
That means we need to do another 3 in the Key.
Right now, re-rack John Tesh. Here we go. 3 in the Key.
John's busy.
He is very busy.
Being very demanding.
Yes, he is.
All right, Dave. Who will have the Kings' last regular season field goal? Last basket of the season.
Kessler!
Edwards.
That's a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It does, kind of.
I'm going to go JaVale McGee.
JaVale.
Kyle?
I will go with Mason Jones.
Mason Jones. We're all predicting that.
Absolutely. And also it's JaVale.
Oh, sorry.
JaVale McGee.
We're predicting where the Kings will finish. Calling our shot. 7,
ew.
8, 9, or 10. And we're back on Monday.
I will say 9.
Okay. I've got 8. Kyle?
7.
Ooh. And then random stat for the finale.
Keon Ellis will have 18 points or more.
Ellis, 18 or more.
Keon Ellis will have 18.
Sabonis finishes with a triple-double.
Close out the season, right?
Oh, yep. Slabby.
Yep. Kyle?
So remember last year when we clinched the playoff spot in Portland?
God, just yes. Give him an answer.
By 40 points?
Yes.
Kings are going to win by more than 40 points against the Blazers.
More than 40. The Blazers
wow.
are playing close.
That more than 40?
Because they won by 40 in the closeout game last year to clinch the playoff spot.
But they were a better team.
And Portland was a better team.
That's probably very true.
All right. We've done
right.
it.
I think Kyle had the best, if he gets it, I think he had the best rando.
Yeah. Both games.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Sacramento Kings junior insider Brendan Nunes will join us, and we'll have him, allegedly, for a full two segments before we get to What to Watch, Celebrity Birthdays, and Friday Fun and Games.
Yes.
It is a Bring Your Puppy to School or Work Friday right here on your home of the Kings, Sactown Sports.